young lovers, whoever you
are. Welcome back. I'm Michael Ray. You're listening to Thought-Provoking Talk on Dresser After Dark. All my good wishes go with you tonight. Call us at 1-888-429-5471 and join us anytime you want. Barbara Berger with us. She is the author of The Awakening Human Being, A Guide to the Power of the Mind. She's an American-born best-selling author of The Road to Power, Fast Food for the Soul, published in 30 languages. She's also the author of Are You Happy Now? 10 Ways to Live a Happy Life. And also The 10 Mental Laws, Mental Technology, Gateway to Grace, the Spiritual Pathway. And let's say, Barbara, hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for inviting me.
Oh, and thank you so much for being here. How is the weather in Denmark? What time is it there?
It's 1 o'clock in the morning, and it's cold and snowy.
Oh, no. Okay, but at least you're inside all wrapped up so we can talk.
Yes, okay. Yes, I am.
All right, let me ask you this. We talk about the mind. The mind's a very interesting thing, and there's more and more information coming out about it. And most of life as we know it today is based on a choice. But there are choices that we don't know that we have. And I really believe people like yourself who get into this and begin to explore and get into those unknown horizons that the mind and all those choices that the mind has to offer open doorways for us. And in the average person, how much about the mind does the average person truly really know?
That's the reason why I write all these books, because I've discovered that most people are really unaware of the incredible power of their mind. So this information, the information that's in my books that you're talking about, is so life-transforming, is so self-empowering. But unfortunately, most people don't know this stuff. So they are actually, you could say, innocent victims of the way their minds work, because they don't really understand how their minds work.
Okay, let's take you back when you first got your moment of discovery, quote-unquote. What is it about the mind that you discovered that we could put to practical use?
Well, I think the most important thing to understand, and this is what I found out, of course, is that we never really experience reality directly. We only experience our stories, or you could say our interpretation of the events that are unfolding before us. And usually we're so identified with our thinking, our stories, that we don't realize that the event has not got the same meaning as we are putting into it. And so we are somehow victims of forces that we don't really understand. But when we see that there's actually a difference between our thinking and events, our thinking and reality, then we suddenly have a choice. We can look at our thinking and we can ask ourselves, well, is this a sane, productive way to regard the situation? Or maybe I should look at things in a different way. So we gain flexibility. We gain a new freedom. We gain power to take control of our lives. So it's a very, very important issue for all of us.
Well, let's put it in two different ways. Let's say, for instance, that I was brought up in a way that I experienced that love is pain. And if I meet somebody and I
what
fall...
What is your experience?
Okay, and what if I was brought up, hypothetically now, I wasn't, but let's say I was brought up to believe that love was pain. You fall in love, they're going to beat you up, or they're going to walk out on you.
Yeah.
So now I've got
exactly.
this.
That's a great,
yeah, and I've got this. And I've got this reality going that if I fall in love, there's pain. Well, I'm living in a world in my mind that really doesn't exist for that person that I meet. And that in and of itself can put me at the mercy of my past experience in life. One more thing before I want to finish this statement. It was Carl Jung who said it, that he said, most of us mistake reality for assumptions. An assumption may have an incontestable conclusion. So you take it on as a reality, and you're living your life based on assumptions that has nothing to do with the current event, and you get into a lot of trouble.
A lot of trouble. I totally agree. I usually tell the story. Let's just take a concrete example.
Sure.
Another one similar to what you're saying. Say, let's take divorce, right? That's something that's a big issue for many people. If you look at what the reality of a divorce is, it's actually, the reality is two people who live together, they've now separated. That's what a divorce is. And for one person, they have the story that divorce is, you know, the end of the world. I'll never find anybody again. I'll always be alone. I'll never have love again. And so they go into deep depression. Another person gets divorced, and it's like, hallelujah, finally I'm free. I got rid of the guy, you know. So, but the divorce itself, the reality of the divorce is still two people who live together are now separated. So you really don't experience just the event. You experience your interpretation of the event. So that's the incredible power of the mind. And so you could say that, okay, in the divorce situation, if you have this very catastrophic interpretation of a divorce, maybe it's not serving you so well. Maybe you want to question your story. Is it true that I'll never experience love again? Is it true that I'll be alone for the rest of my life? Is it true? And you start to see that maybe your thinking is not so productive for the life you want to live.
Okay, but you have to realize that there are, not you in the general sense of the word, and this is what you've done. You've got to realize that there are, quote-unquote, alternatives, roadmaps to get to particular places. Let's call something a law, you know, that a rule to follow. And if you follow the rules, if you understand the way, the dynamic, the way that the mind works, then you can work with it.
Well, that's exactly why I wrote this book, exactly what you're saying. My book is called The Guide to the Power of Mind. And actually, the whole first section of the book is what I call the mental laws, because I found out that the way the mind works is an impersonal mechanism that we can all study and learn. And in fact, I'd like to tell our listeners that if you're interested in these mental laws, you can download them for free on my website, www.beamteam.com. I have tried to map out the way the mind works, and I call it the mental laws. And I try to show that it's an impersonal mechanism that's something that's affecting all of us. But because we're not aware of it, we're kind of victims of this. But if we learn about it, then we can actually use it to benefit ourselves. So these mental laws that I describe, and which you can download on my website, they are impersonal mechanisms like physical laws, like the law of gravity, any kind of law that affects all of us. You could say, for example, that the law of gravity, it affects all people whether or not we're aware of the fact that there's a law of gravity. I mean, if you stand on top of a building and you jump off, you're going to fall down whether or not you know the law of gravity exists. And it's the same with the mental laws. It's the same with the way the mind works. So I think the fact that so many of us are starting to wake up to this information is so exciting, because that means big change is going to happen for a lot of people.
Well, I think one of the things we're dealing with also, if people say, I can't find happiness, I want to be happy, and you know, the list goes on and on. But if you don't think that you have the ability and the power and the wherewithal to create happiness, just look at the other side of it and look what you've done to yourself, you know, with the pain and the rest of it that goes along with it. So what I'm really hearing you say, it's a shift of thinking. Anything that happens in my life, me personally, I'm responsible for it based on how I saw it in the past, based on the emotional connection unconsciously that I may have toward a particular subject that's going to cause me to react in a particular way. So what I'm hearing you say, it's changeable if you follow the law.
Yeah, it's changeable. You first of all have to become aware of what's going on. And when you become aware, you actually start to have options. It's exactly as you said. You start to be able to see that there is actually a difference between reality and your thinking. I mean, that's really a key point. When you can suddenly see that, because you can see it, you suddenly realize you have options. You suddenly realize that the value of events is not something that's inherent in the event itself. It's actually something that you superimpose upon it. So that if you are unhappy, you might want to question, is this really true? Is this unhappiness really inherent in what's going on? Or are there other options for me here? So that's very self-empowering. I mean, I work as a therapist, so I see what this awareness does for people. It's like suddenly, wow! You know, suddenly it's like, you mean I can actually do something about this situation.
I have found, which I thought was kind of interesting, somebody gave me a great example of this. You're probably 35 years ago, actually, which was a great example about unconsciously activating an emotion and reacting to it, good or bad, at that moment that you're reacting to, not what's going on in front of you at this time. It's something that might have happened a week ago, 10 years ago, 50 years ago. Okay, you're still going through it.
Yeah.
And what they said was the prime example would be driving down the highway of life with your hands on the rearview mirror steering your life. You get into a tremendous amount of accidents. But if you take a simple shift in the way you think and you put your hands on the steering wheel, that simple shift all of a sudden brings you into today, and you're not at the effect of yourself.
Yeah, it's a great story. So it's so exciting to actually to get to work with these. I mean, also personally, what it's done for my own life, and then sharing this information with other people and seeing how other people really turn their lives around. It's just so wonderful. And actually, what I'm hoping is going to happen soon is that we're going to start to teach this stuff to kids in school. I mean, we didn't learn this in school, so it's taken us our whole lives to figure it out. But now there's more and more people who are starting to understand this stuff. So it's something that we can soon start teaching our children on a regular basis. This will be so wonderful.
Yeah, there was a great story. My sister and I got into an argument, I don't know, a couple of years ago, whatever the case may be. It was one of those rip-roaring I hate you times, right? And I can't remember what it was, but I called her something. It wasn't a four-letter expletive. I said something like, you know, you're dependent. And then she looked at me and she said, you're a loser, okay? And then those weren't the words, but I can't remember, but they were like that. And I walked out of the room and I stopped and I started smiling. And I popped my head back in the door and I said, you know what just happened? She said, what? What I think about me, I called you. And what you think about me, you just called. Yeah. And we both started laughing because that was the reality of it. When people get upset because somebody doesn't like me, somebody offended me, etc., if we really get that they're not offending you, they're offending themselves, and you get to be used to do so, we don't do anything about anybody else. It's all a reflection of ourselves.
Always. Yeah, that's also one of those great realizations when you get that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the other thing is also, I mean, when you start looking at stuff like this, you can also say that when you start to understand these mechanisms, you can ask yourself, what is actually preventing you from being happy right now? Considering that everybody wants to be happy, that's sort of like our primary drive in life. If you really stop people up and say, well, what is actually preventing you from being happy right now? And it's like people that go, but when you actually ask people, it's always a story they have about something in the past or something in the future. It's never really anything that's going on in this moment. And that's also similar to what you're talking about. It's all these projections, either forward, backwards to other people, instead of resting at home with themselves and finding out that this moment is actually quite okay.
Sure.
So again, this getting lost in the story, getting lost in your mind, and not really noticing that, you know, this moment is quite okay and everything is quite fine right now.
Yeah, and then we get into the, you know, we're starting to run out of time, but we get into the if only. Okay. If only I had money, if only I had a relationship, if only I had this. And I think a great example of that is look at some of the Whitney Houston, who just, you know, who just passed away. What a waste. What a whatever. And you get people, the Michael Jacksons, the rest of them, that they're making millions and billions of dollars, yet there's something missing, whatever that is, that causes them for the rehab, etc. So it's not if I only had money or if I only had this. It's called look in the mirror if you only had yourself.
Well, what you're really talking about also is that we live in a society and a culture where we seem to have been programmed that our happiness depends on all these outer things. I mean, on money, as you say, and if you have the right husband or the right wife, if you have what a nice car you have, what a great job you have. I mean, and not that there's anything wrong with any of these things, but that they're all outer circumstances which change, which you can't control, which come and go, which, you know, sooner or later you're going to lose. So the true happiness, the happiness that's always there, that's unconditional, is actually the joy of life itself, which is what you are to begin with. So in a way, you could say we're seeking happiness in all the wrong places. But that's also the mind taking us in all these directions and all these stories that we're not questioning.
But so that's again, the whole point, Barbara. I want to make sure we get this point. That's the whole point. It's you were talking about the stories we tell each other, or we tell to ourselves. That's what you're dealing with those kids that become famous and can't deal with the fame, quote unquote. Anyway, we're starting to run out of time. Barbara Berger, do you have a website we can find you at, buy the books, and follow you?
Yes, the website is www.beamteam.com. And as I said, you can download the Mental Laws for free on the website. You can buy the books and read all the other stuff there, too.
Dynamite. Hey, Barbara, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you so much for inviting me. God bless.
Yeah, you too. Good night.
Bye.